Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to second. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimolai. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Fisher's glove, towards Lump, who fields it, throws to second, with Consolo covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Lump reaches second base with a double. Charles goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Brandt. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Lump moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cimolai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Cimolai moves to second. Westock now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Westock. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Charles moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Papp is now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cimoli strikes out. There goes Jimenez. The throw from Landreth to Adair, and Jimenez is out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q is 0-for-3 in the game. As Q hits a line drive into center field for a base hit, Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. As Q moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. As Q moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. As Q scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Charles reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Landreth reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.